In today's gospel, Jesus gives his second prediction to the 12, the second prediction of his suffering and death. End of chapter 8, he did it the first time. This is the end of chapter 9, he does it the second time. The end of chapter 10, he's going to do it a third time. Three predictions that I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to suffer and be killed. And today their response is they didn't understand the saying. And we modern readers, if we're not careful, could think, you know, what part of to be killed do you not understand? But we need to understand how unthinkable it was to Jesus' contemporaries that the anointed one of God, the beloved of God, the Messiah of God, would be harmed, would suffer. You and I taste that bafflement, the lack of understanding that was in their hearts. When you and I have a cross, and inside there is, how could this be part of God's plan for me? Or what good could come from this? We don't understand. And so Jesus, we're going to watch him now over these next days. He is now going to give three correctives to help them understand the cross so they don't run away. Right? As long as we think a glass of water is battery acid, we're not going to drink it. But if someone helps us see it's water, we'll drink it. As long as they don't understand what's happening at the cross, they want no part of it. But we're saved at the cross, and so Jesus wants to help us. And so he gives this beautiful corrective today. He's going to give three of them. He gives the first one today to help them understand what's happening there. And he uses the image of this little child, and he puts his arms around the child. And he's saying the cross is this place of vulnerability, like being a little child who's in need and vulnerable. And the Father puts his arms around him. The greatest of all, he says, the greatest of all takes this vulnerable one and puts his arms around him. God is the greatest of all. What's happening there isn't the Father left him. The Father is putting his arms around him and taking care of him and loving him there. That's what the cross is about. If I have faith to reach out and experience the Father putting his arms around me, isn't this beautiful? That's why the cross saves. The love of God is what saves us, and it's poured out at the cross. May God give us an experience of that today. Give us the experience of the Lord putting his arms around us precisely in that place that we do not think good could come from this.